Right, let's take a final look at your sport this afternoon. We start off with rugby. Springbok women coach Faith de Bruin has made a couple of changes to his squad, who will face New Zealand in their second test ahead of the World Cup next month. Now, he says they're putting their focus on disarming their attack come Saturday.
So we're just going to focus especially to shut them wide on defence, because they burned as well there. They've got strong athletes there. So the emphasis this week is really on defence, to see if we can contain them, not scoring so many tries as in the first game.
Here's what some of those changes will look like this weekend. Ayanda Malinga has been declared fit, so she'll start in the left wing, while Daniel Lochner and hooker Lindawa Gwala return to the starting 15. Fullback Beandre Dolph is another returnee to the side after missing the first test match, while Nadine Roo swaps out her number 15 jersey to the number 9 jersey and partners with fly half Libby Jansen van Rensburg. Apiwe Ngwevu combines with Zinhle Mpupa in the midfield for the first time, while Sinazo Mchachulwa is back at her regular spot of blindside flanker. The clash against the Black Ferns on Saturday kicks off at 5 o'clock. Staying with rugby, the Hollybet Sharks will be boosted by Champs this weekend as they get ready to take on the Vodacom Blue Bulls in the Curry Cup at Loftus Versfeld on Saturday. Yaku Williams will start on the wing, while Simpiwe Ngobese, Matt Rumau and Simpiwe Moyo will start from the bench. This all following their success with the junior box at the Under-20 World Championships. That clash on Saturday kicks off just after 5. And then in some cricket, England will hope to continue their bright start to the first day of the final test against India when play resumes later. Now, the tourists were 72 for 2 before rain halted the action at the Oval earlier. Gus Atkinson and Chris Wokes struck with the ball for the hosts this morning. And then the junior Proteas have beaten Bangladesh by 5 wickets with just over 13 overs to spare in their fourth ODI tri-series match in that series. And then closing off with Formula One, world champion Max Verstappen has confirmed he'll remain with Red Bull next season. He had been linked with a potential move to rivals Mercedes, whose team principal Toto Wolff had expressed their interest last month. Now, the Dutch driver has won the Drivers' Championship in the last 3 years. Now, speaking ahead of the Hungarian Grand Prix, he says some people just like to stir the pot. Right, that's all from me for the East Coast Radio Sports Team. I'm Faida Kraut.